producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So, Linda, we were talking with Linda about her senior son, her son who's a senior in college, and is having a bit of a meltdown, which we used to refer to as senior panic, if that helps you at all, Ashley.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a very, I don't know if you went to college or not, but that,
yes.
Oh my goodness, you know, I've just spent the last 22 years of my, or the last 16 years of my life doing one thing, which
right.
is, you know, being in school, and now, oh my gosh. So it's not unusual, but do not do the amalgamation. Do have him talk to somebody on campus, and focus on today's issue, which is, okay, do I really want to be a nutritionist?
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I think he's having the most difficult time dealing with is the grieving process of his friend.
Maybe. My guess is, if I had to guess, it would be, because my first thought when you started talking about this was some girl dumped him. And the first time we get dumped by somebody is really terrible because we feel it's our first love and this is the person we're meant to be. And the thing is, if you're young enough and have absolutely no experience, the idea that there could be somebody just as wonderful who would love you just doesn't occur to you. This was the person, and that's what we talk about when we're young enough and stupid enough, and maybe even when we're not so young and still stupid. We say, well, you know, if I'd only met you before, you know, I was,
right.
you know, married to somebody else. And we give, because there is that sense when we run into somebody and it's all new and it's all undiscovered and it's all sexy and it's all, you know, bright and sparkly of, wow, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if you think about love songs, they say that. If you think about movies or novels, it's, you know, we were destined to be together. We are each other's half. You complete me. We're soulmates. By and large, it's nonsense. It's hormones. And I, you know, look, I have lace around my left ventricle as well. But, I think by the time you're, more than 18, that you understand that those feelings are real feelings, but they're not reality. They are a way of our bodies. You know, they're as old as human history. Before there were love songs, before there were songs, before there was the concept of love, there were hormones, because that's how the species continues. And so all of those before the songs, before writing, before love, was still the need to reproduce. And the fact that we have all those other things, we have guitars and we have movies and we have love songs and we have Valentine's Day and we have chocolate, doesn't offset the fact that underneath all that are the hormones of the need to reproduce. And so what we've done is we've shaped those hormones into soulmates. And, you know, we were meant to be together. And if you're young enough and it's the first time, you think it will never be like this again. I remember the first time somebody kissed me and I thought, wow, we invented this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't happened to you before. And if it hasn't happened to you, it hasn't happened. So, which is not to say that the death of a friend isn't traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's more what he talks about.
Well, but that's because it's easy to talk about, because it's, okay. You know, we don't talk about the thing that's closest to the bone.
Okay.
If we could do that, nobody would need me. And I think there probably is still a minor need for me in the universe right now. Because
right.
if you could talk about the fact of, gee, Mom, you know, I'm sorry I miss my friend, and, you know, I miss him, I miss talking to him, and I don't know any of the circumstances of that, and I'm not sure that it's terrible, I don't want you to become his therapist. But
right.
my guess is all it did was reinforce the notion of everybody I ever loved left me. And because one of the things that happens, and you know this because you're an adult, is that any death reminds us of all deaths, and that he had the first death, that somebody said, I don't want to be with you anymore. And people describe it as feeling like, you know, my heart stopped, or my heart broke, or I felt like I was dying, or I couldn't get my breath. You know, I thought I was having a heart attack. And all of those are just ways of saying it feels really lousy. And that's why he needs somebody. Because, you know, saying to his mom, I haven't gotten over Tiffany, you're going to say, oh, well, you know, she was a slut, or she was too young, or, you know, thank goodness she found out before, you know, the two of you got married, or there would be somebody, you know, she had a big butt or something. I mean, you're going to say all the mom things. And that isn't what he's feeling. What he feels is, you don't understand, this is the true love of his life, and there will never be anybody like this again. He can't say that to you. So what he says is, I really miss my friend. I don't deny that he misses his friend, but my guess is that's not what's fueling his sadness. If you think there's any possibility that this kid is depressed, then I think
he said, I've just been so sad.
Well, sad is one thing. The point is he still going to class? You know, I told you I had, you know, I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for a while, and I was really shocked. I said, the first thing I said to him is, what's the matter? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, you're not happy. And he said, that's the problem about seeing a psychologist, I suppose. And he said, no, I'm fine. And he wasn't. It turns out his brother died about a month ago, and his brother was younger than he was, and he's clinically depressed. Now, that's a really hard thing. I mean, you know, I'm not seeing him as a therapist, or he's not seeing me as a therapist, more to the point, and saying, look, you need to talk to somebody is just really not, everybody in the world can say that except me. Right? I can't say it because it's serious. But I don't know, certainly one of the side, you know, one of the characteristics of depression is things that used to make you happy don't, that you can't sleep, that you feel sad. So I think I would, even though it's scary, I would say, do you think you're depressed? Because if you are, it's, you know, you need to get yourself some help immediately, not tomorrow, but today. Because suicide is a real threat with depression, and he's certainly in the group that does it. It doesn't sound to me that he is, but I'm two steps removed. You're one step removed, but we don't mess around with depression. We just don't. It's too dangerous.
Okay. Now, what if he is reluctant to go to the counselor or the therapist at school?
Bribe him.
Because, you know, when I mentioned it, when you come home, you know, we can talk, blah, blah, blah. He's like,
Well, coming home is when he's going to see his friends, and he's going to, and that doesn't make any sense. I'd say, here's the deal. You know, I'm going to bribe you. You tell me what you want, whether it's, you know, that I'll fly you home first class, or that, you know, that you tell me that because he's old enough to take responsibility. Say, look, if you're depressed, right, I know it's really hard to get yourself to get some help, but I can't be there. I can't wrap you up, but I need you to be adult enough to say, I really need some help here.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Call me if you need me. All righty, or he can call me if he needs me as well, which is not the same as an alternative to a therapist, because he needs somebody who's there. 855-99-DR-JOY. Ashley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Ash.
I'm pretty nervous right now.
Well, you'll be better in a minute, I promise.
I tried your water trick. It's not working too well.
my water trick? What's my water trick?
About drinking, about anxiety.
Well, no, square breathing is what will help with the anxiety. Water, you know, if taking a bath might work, but I don't know that I have a water trick. I think it's more square breathing.
Okay, my issue with my mom, it goes back to I was about 13 is when it dates back to when my parents got divorced. But I've had my own issue on Saturday night. We had some friends over, and one of the friends had made comment that he had the opportunity of sleeping with my mother.
What?
Yeah.
Who is this dude? What a creep.
He works with my husband, and this isn't the first time. That's why my parents are divorced, only it wasn't obviously him. And so it dates back basically my whole childhood.
Okay, wait. This is, before we go on, how old are you, Ash?
I'm 29.
Okay, how old's the dude who slept with your mom?
He didn't. He just had the opportunity.
What is that? That's even sleazier. Who is this guy?
He's works with my husband and was at the same place that she was, and she made a pass at him.
Well, but how old is he?
Probably 45.
Okay, well, we're going to refer to him as Peter the Penis from now on. I'll put you back on hold. We'll talk about Peter the Penis when we return. Don't worry, Suzanne. I'll get to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
and Twitter.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ashley. Who this was last Saturday night, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, that she had the dude been drinking?
Yes, but not like a lot or anything like that. We were had a bonfire at the house, so just a few beers. It was early in the night, so, and she was there prior to this happening and had already went home.
Well, what's your question about all this? And then we'll go back.
At this point, I don't know how to, I have to take a crock pot back to her, and I'm thinking about just dropping it off while she's at work so I don't have to face her.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is Peter the Penis single or married?
He's married.
Was his wife with him when he did this little bomb
yes.
on you?
Yeah.
Well, he's a sleazoid, number one. Number two, I mean, I know you take him at his word, but, you know, I don't even know what a pass would mean. There's a famous study that was done about 5 years ago where they showed pictures of a smiling woman to men and to women, and the women uniformly said she was friendly. The men uniformly said that she was asking to have sex. All she was doing was smiling. So, and it was only a face.
She has a very bad history of...
I got it. Okay. And we'll go to that in a minute. But this guy is scum.
Yes.
All right, so what your mother's single at this moment, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this guy, first of all, if it's true, he's scummy because we don't go and kiss and tell. Number two, it's just as likely he made a pass at her and she said no. And number three, I mean, you need to erase this from your memory banks and stay away from this guy because he's scum. And if he'd say something like that, Ashley, he'll tell his wife that you made a pass at him, that, you know, I mean, this guy is a creep.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he said to your mom, oh, you know, Ashley came on to me. He's a creep. He's an unreliable, sexually oriented bad guy. And you should stay away from him. I wouldn't have him at the house anymore. And the fact that he's drinking doesn't mean he wouldn't say, I mean, and if you shouldn't trust him on any level. Because that's not how righteous human beings behave. You don't know what happened. And even if she took off her clothes and wandered naked through his QB, you still don't talk about things like that, especially to the daughter. It's a creepy, underhanded, irresponsible, mean-spirited, slanderous thing to do. So he's beneath contempt. Now, let's talk about your relationship with your mom. First of all, you take the crock pot bat and are stupid and cheerful and say, hi, Mom. Now, what is your relationship? You said your mom was divorced when you were 13.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now, what did you tell me, 29. So what's happened in the last 16 years?
She lived in Florida, 1,500 miles away from my brother and I. I did go with her for about 6 months and moved back home with my dad, who I currently work for every day. And she has moved home to be with the grandkids. She has six total grandkids. I have three and my brother has three.
Okay.
And
what's your complaint with your mother at this moment?
She acts like she's about 18.
Well, so what? Who cares? Sounds like she's willing to... I mean, did she borrow money from you?
No.
Okay. Do you think she's irresponsible around your kids?
Yes, I do.
All right. In what way irresponsible?
With the way she talks. My oldest is almost 7. I have a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And just little comments that she makes, appropriate.
Give me an example.
She's always talking sexual. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but if it has anything to do with him being just him in general, like she'll talk about dicks and stuff like that in front of my kids.
Well, I mean, first of all, they probably don't get it. The 7-year-old is the only one who comes anywhere close. Have you asked her not to do that?
Yeah, she smokes and drinks.
Well, wait. Back up. You said, Mom, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't talk about sex in front of the kids. And she said what?
She kind of blows it off, and she'll quit for the time being that we're there. But then the next time we come around, it's like she completely forgot everything we had asked
her
not
to do. Well, so you completely remind her again.
Okay.
Listen, your mom is sexy. How old is your mom?
I was trying to think of that before I called you. She's either 52 or 53.
All right, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say 52, all right?
Okay.
For no particular reason. All right, so she was 20, 21 when she had you. So that's not that young. So, I mean, so she's a more anti-MAME than Grandma Moses kind of mom. But So what? I mean, what do you care? She presumably hasn't made a pass at your husband.
I asked him that question on Sunday.
Dear.
When we were talking.
That's great. You've insulted yourself, your mother, and your husband all in one sentence. Listen, your mother's sexy. I mean, how old were you when you got married?
21.
Okay. And it sounds like you have a more stable marriage. It sounds like you're daddy's little girl rather than mommy's best friend, which is neither here nor there. But what's your complaint with her mom other than she's sexy?
I don't know how to get over that myself, I guess.
Well, but let's talk about that. So you've got a sexy mom. What harm does that do? Do you feel she cheated on your father?
Yes, and I do know that she did that.
Do you know what? So, did you get this from your mother or from your father?
This is awful. I was the one at 13. The internet was just coming out. Everybody was having email and ICQ back then, and I am the one that set up her email address to talk to her boyfriend, not knowing at the time what I was doing.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean she had an affair.
She went down and lived with the guy that she left my dad for.
Is your dad married or not married?
He is remarried for 10 years now.
Okay. So your dad, has your dad ever bad-mouthed your mom?
No, not in front of us kids. He has, I know, to like his family and stuff, but never in front of my brother or I.
So where do you think he's bad-mouthed?
My aunt, him and my aunt are close, and I just know that.
Well, does she tell you?
She knew that, yeah, I'm close with my aunt, and she had told me some stuff that Dad had said about my mom.
Well, I think let me say a couple things to you, kiddo. You need, and I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. You need to stop letting people badmouth your mom. She clearly is a different kind of personality than you do. My guess is that she is bigger than life. She has a lot of energy. People think she's terrific. And it may be that you're a little competitive with her, and maybe you feel a little guilt about setting up the internet. But don't let people badmouth her to you, because it's influencing you. I'll put you on hold. Let's come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about this for a moment, all right? Ashley, you'll be right after Suzanne. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. Okay, Ash, so we're talking about your mommy. So I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the program, we had another call from a young woman who was dealing with some issues with her mom. And I said, you know, that we basically begin dealing with our mom as, if not a co-equal, at least somebody other than mom in our usually late 20s, early 30s. And if we don't deal with that, then we've really got a problem because as mom gets older, the mother-daughter relationship shifts, and we end up having to take care of mom, and it's chaos. Because you probably don't like your mom telling you what to do at this moment, but at least you're the daughter. At some point, as your mother ages, you may end up having to help her make decisions, and that's unless the two of you in the next couple of decades can work out a more equitable relationship. Think about how irritated you get when she tells you what to do. Imagine that times a gazillion when you try and help her with her life, whether it's moving into assisted living or making medical decisions or nutritional decisions or clothing decisions or anything. So you're on schedule for dealing with your mom, but It does seem to me that, first of all, the current irritation is more that you've got a real slime bucket that was at your house on Saturday night. And you've got to believe he says the same thing to your mom that he said to you. That, you know, I could have had Ashley or something. Because this guy views every woman as possible prey. He's a bad dude. Now, in terms of your relationship with your mom, certainly, look, you know, or maybe you don't know, because I don't know how often you listen to the program, but I am the anti-adultery girl. You know, I think it's a betrayal of everything. And so I'm not certainly dismissing your mom's seeming adultery, although it's not clear, and I don't know that you know, that they were actually having sex before the marriage broke up. But I think adultery always says more about the relationship it disrupts than the adultery itself. And as you know, now being a married lady, the marriage is difficult. And that staying, you know, that being a lover is the world's easiest job description, because you don't have to do it for very long. You can be charming, you know, and then you go home. Being a spouse may be the world's most difficult job, because you want to still be a lover. You want to be exciting and excited. You want to be able to make that person feel cherished and feel cherished. But there's the day-to-dayness, and you've got to pay the bills, take care of the kids, bring home the laundry, eat bad cooking, to try to balance things. So that's a very complicated relationship that really requires much more of us. And people are basically unprepared for it. They think, you know, all you have to do is find the right person, have a great wedding, and everything will be fine. And that's not how it goes. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that anything other than you at some point, and you may not want to know what was actually going on in your parents' marriage, because you want to love both your mom and your dad. But it sounds to me that you've taken a stance making your mom the bad guy, and have continued that. And it's one thing at 13 to be daddy's little girl and view mom as, you know, as a wicked woman. It's another at 29 when you understand marriage and you understand sexuality. And at some point, you need to deal with that. And you probably can't deal with her directly, because clearly she is a different personality type than you are. And
you explained her to a T earlier before the break.
I mean, yeah, and that's, I mean,
think she's wonderful and excited. Yeah, that's totally my mom.
Yeah, so listen, what I need for you to do, Sugar Plum, is understand that your mother, that you've heard me before say that we have role models in our life that we can learn exactly what to do by following exactly what they do. There are role models in our life that we can learn how to run our life successfully by doing exactly the opposite of what they do. It doesn't mean we love them less. It means we understand that we're a different type. And, you know, moms like that are life forces. And I think that being around somebody like that probably makes you feel like you're a supporting character, which doesn't feel very good. But if you can, instead of being angry with her, rejoice in her, that she's probably going to be healthy longer than your dad is going to be, because she's a wild child. She's probably enjoys all sorts of things. She's going to be a great grandmother. Now, she's going to be the kind of great, she's going to be the anti-mame kind of grandmother. She's going to want to be the one, your children are going to adore her, because she's going to tell them dirty stories. She's going to tell them to movies that you wouldn't let them go to. She's going to give them candy when you want them to go to bed at night. So, and so she's going to challenge you, because, and part of it is you're so easy to challenge. So I would really like you to be less of a target for your mom, and ask her, you know, the way to rein her in a little bit is you can't say to her, "Mom, don't tell my kids dirty jokes," because she's going to, and your kids will be fine. Your kids will say, "Grandma told me, you know, about pee," and you're going to say, "Oh, Mom." But, I mean, they know that who Grandma is, and they know who you are, and they're doing this as much to ring your chimes. My concern is not that your kids are going to ring your chimes, because they'll figure that out anyway, but that she rings your chimes, because you make yourself such a target. So instead of doing that, what if you figured out three things that you'd really like to do with your mom. And, for example, she might be great to take shopping for a New Year's Eve dress. Now, she's going to pick out something much sluttier than you would pick out, but she'll get you into something that's much more flattering than the Mormon dress you would have picked. All right? So, and I'm just picking out, I mean, I'm just making stuff up. But figuring out ways to come together with your mom and appreciate who she is and let her, and be less of a target, because what she does, I know your mom. Your mom is thinking, Ashley is so uptight. So if I just say the word, if I tell her a dirty joke in front of her husband, she is going to blush and she's going to say, oh, mom, because she doesn't know how to win your approval. And let me tell you, one of the secrets that you already know because you have kids is our kids' approval is really important to us in a way that's very hard to explain. That, I mean, who cares if a 7-year-old thinks you look pretty? You do. And every parent who's ever been alive does. We care enormously about what our kids think about us. And the fact that you're 29 and she's 52 doesn't change that. And in fact, probably makes it more intense. She would love to be able to please you. She doesn't know how to do it because you set yourself up as such the fashion police, the moral police, the sex police. If you figure out something to do that she actually knows how to do better than you do, and I'm not necessarily talking about sexual behavior because that's not going to work for you right now, but something she will gladly and lovingly and gratefully give it to you, and you will accept it. So figure out some things that you can, that your mom can offer you, because she literally doesn't know how to win your approval. And she's like everybody else. All God's children want approval. We want attention. If we can't get it for doing something right, we'll get it for doing something wrong. And your mom has figured out how to make you crazy by just doing something naughty, because she doesn't know how to have you say, Mom, I love you. Mom, you look great. Great. Mom, thanks. So if you can figure that out, and granted, she's the grown-up and she should be able to do it, but she's not, and you're the one who's calling me. If she were calling me, I'd say, Mom, figure out something that Ashley does well and tell her that and celebrate that with her. But you're the one calling me, so figure out something that's valuable that your mother has and is, and share and tell her that you approve and figure out how to make that work, and you will change this relationship. You're not going to change her personality, but I'm not sure you really want to. But both of you can find a middle ground somewhere that works better for you than what you've got now, which is a war.
And she doesn't even know it.
Yes, she does. She pretends she doesn't, because that's part of her thing, is everything's fine, you know, everything's fun, everything's a party, but she knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, give it a try, and if you run into some difficulties, you know where to find me. All righty?
Perfect.
But this should be enormously. I use the word fun, and I probably use it inadvisedly, because for me, intellectual challenges are fun. But this should be challenging. It should be interesting. It should be exciting, and it could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, you get rid of that angry little knot in your tummy.
Yeah, I have that all week here this week, so.
I know. So let's see if we can work on that. So you'll sleep better, you'll have more fun, and it'll be fun. I mean, it's a challenge for us. I use the word fun again, but it should be stimulating, interesting, challenging, and you can call me back, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. Suzanne, tell me what we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to give you the last segment.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you for years. A little bit nervous. I'm calling about my adult daughter, who's 27, and I'm 61, and there I have a son who's 2.5 years older than her.
Okay.
She was 2 months old. My husband deserted us. He took off and went underground. And underground, he went to Alaska. Couldn't find him. Yeah, it was pretty devastating. So I raised the kids on my own.
Let me stop you at this moment, and we'll come back and pick up from exactly this point in just a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Suzanne, who's got a grown daughter, who's 27, and she's been a single parent. She also has a son who's 2 years older. What's today's issue, Susie?
I want to know if there's something I can do to help my daughter.
What's the problem that she has that she needs some help?
Well, I'm worried that she might either have some kind of personality disorder or she's definitely an alcoholic, and I don't think she's being treated correctly. She's been on Prozac, and she's got issues, you know, and it's difficult with the family. We're all kind of walk on eggshells. We've told her that, you know, she drinks too much, and she, you know, we'd like to help her, but she just, you know, know, runs away from it. And
okay, let me get a little detail. Is she single or married?
She's single, but she's living with a fellow.
Okay. No children?
No children.
When does she think she has a drinking problem or not?
Yes, I think she does, because she had, at one point, you know, told me that she said, you know, I haven't had anything to drink for 2 weeks or something like that.
That's great. I mean, it's great that she went 2 weeks and she acknowledges it. Okay, so did she ask you for money?
No. Well, she did actually wanted to move back in the house for a short period of time so she could save up money, because she was moving with this new boyfriend.
Okay.
And I said no, she couldn't come back here. I said she could afford to live where she was. She just needed to do things a little differently, you know, to save her money.
Okay.
And that was really tough for me, but I knew that if she came, well, first of all, we're kind of like chalk and cheese, and because she was 2 months old when my husband left. So, you know, she inherently, I think, blames me because he left and she has a
yeah,
brother.
Who knows? I mean, that's a therapeutic issue, and she's going to have to work that out. That has nothing to do with you. There's just really literally nothing you can do about it. And you can say to her, you know, let's focus on here and now. That was, you know, that was 20 some years ago.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't talk about it. She doesn't talk.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That and you making the assumption that she blames you is counterproductive.
Right.
It'll make you resent her, and we have no evidence that that's the case.
Right. No, I don't resent her. I feel sorry for her, actually.
Well, but you have to let go of that notion that's what she believes, because you have no indication that that's the case. And even if it were, there's nothing you can do about it. It's done.
Right.
So, and I think saying to her, you can't move home, was probably a good decision. I don't know how you said it. I don't know how, if she felt, and how long ago was that?
That was in July, and she was, or June, I think. She was planning on moving in August, and she had just broken up with somebody four months earlier, and so she met this recent guy, and he's the love of her life, kind of a thing. And that last one was the love of her life, so I...
Well, everybody's the love of everybody's life.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but Suzanne, look, that's not a mother-daughter issue. That's a smile sweetly and say that's great.
Well, I do. My real concern is with the drinking, and that she's
okay.
Not taking care of herself, and she's just going to wind up, you know.
All right, but let's remind... look, we cannot be responsible for our children's happiness. There's just no way of doing it any more than your mother can be responsible for your happiness.
Right.
Period. That's it. All right. But what you can do is make sure you're not doing something that's counterproductive.
Yes.
So have you ever been to an Al-Anon meeting?
Yes, I did, actually, when my husband, right before he left. That's why he left, because he didn't want to stop drinking. And I had gone to Al-Anon.
Well, it's time to go again, honey. Because what they will remind you is what you can do and what you can't do, okay?
Okay.
And what if I were in your shoes, what I would say to your daughter is two things. Probably three. I'd say I love you. I pictured your dad. I loved your dad dearly. I had two children with your dad. Your dad was an alcoholic, and you know, which means that you have a predisposition to that. So if I had to do all over again, in theory, I might pick a different man, but then it would be a different you. So all I need to know is I am partially responsible for picking your dad, mm-hmm. which means that you have a tendency toward alcoholism. And so, you know, I know it, all right, number one. Number two, I love you. Number three, if at some point in your life there's something I can do to help you, let me know. In the meantime, get your butt to an Al-Anon meeting and don't go to one meeting, go to meetings, because that will help you. You hear that if I had to figure out a theme for today's program.
Yes.
It would be that, look, we sit at somewhere in our late 20s, early 30s, we have to learn to deal with, especially women, with their moms. And that's more what the mom can do is try not to be a mom. Try and find neutral things to do with your daughter that are mutually fun, where you don't have to feel that you're judging her. It doesn't even mean you have to pay for them all. For daughters, which is a much more complicated issue in some ways, what we have to do is figure out what we like about our mom as opposed to what we dislike about our mom. Because at 29, everybody knows what they hate about their mom.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the absolute opposite. What 29-year-old women need to remind themselves of what they like about their mom, because that's part of their personality too.
Yeah.
If you've got a 29-year-old daughter, what you need to do is start looking for things to do where you're not going to judge her, you don't have superior knowledge, which means you can't talk about her kids, you can't talk about her marriage, but you can get manicure pedicures together, you can go to movies together, you can go to restaurants together, you can go shopping for bathing suits together. You can find things to do where you can begin to establish some level of communality, some level of affection, some level of continuity, some level of equality.
Yeah, we've done that. I'm close with her, although when you were saying, you know, don't judge her, I mean, the last time I was with her, she was standing in front of me, and, I mean, my mother always told me, put your shoulders back, stand up straight, and all that stuff, and I balked at it, but I did do it, and I'm grateful that she did say that to me, but I said to her, suck your gut in, and I, like, kind of, like, gave her a little pat with the back of my hand, and she got so angry with
me. Well, but you got angry, too, when your mother said it. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, she's 29 years old, not 9.
Right, I know.
And that's what part of the role of parent is you're going to have to give up some power.
Yeah.
And the power to judge is you know, we feel as parents, which we're wrong, but it's, you know, it's inherent that we know better than our kids, so we have to tell them what's right and wrong. It's not very good parenting even when they're 4. It's horrible parenting when they're 24. Yeah. So you need to figure out ways to support your daughter that say, wow, good job.
Yeah.
And if you can't say good job, then keep your mouth shut. And when she's been drinking, don't have anything to do with her. Walk away from her.
Well, when she comes to my house,
when she shows up drunk, then say, kiddo, can't do this, and don't serve liquor at your house ever.
Okay.
And that's but tell her that ahead of time, saying, look, we get along beautifully when you haven't been drinking. When you've been drinking, even if you've only had one beer, I worry about how much. It's left over from your dad. It's left over from my family. So we're not going to do it. I'm not going to serve liquor at the house. And if you show up drunk, I'm going to ask you to leave. And at your house, you know, I'll leave. And we can go to restaurants that, you know, that don't serve liquor. But, Suzanne, part of it is you're going to have to learn how to be a friend as well as a mom. And you need to get yourself dialing on. All right?
I will.
All right, sugar. If you need more, call me back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.